The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
The lawman came with the sun. There was a job to be done. And so they sent for the badge and the gun of the lawman.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And a pleasant good morning to everyone out there. Anybody listening to us, anywhere, anyhow, we're glad that you're with us today. And because it's the greatest day of the year, the week, you name it, the month, it's Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let your good time.
Yep, that is exactly right. It's Friday, and we are sponsored by Murfreesboro, America's in Murfreesboro, America's Thrift Stores, and they open soon with thousands of new items every day. Shop name brand clothing and home goods up to 70% off. 70% of $10 is what? Come on, Brian.
Of $10?
Uh-huh.
It's three.
Okay, good job. That's a good price.
I feel
isn't
proud.
It?
Oh, yeah.
It's a new store every day at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro. And we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. That's right. MTE offers tools and tips to help members manage energy use and learn more about electric vehicles. Explore more at MTE.com. Can't wait for the weekend, and it's always a good time. A lot of football going on. And we start out with our game tonight. It'll be Rockville at Smyrna. That's on WGNS and Big G TV. MTSU hosts Marshall. That's homecoming at 4:30 airtime. Vanderbilt hosts Georgia State after they are now ranked 20th in the nation. And Tennessee hosts UAB. And Titans host Indianapolis, the Colts. Oh, wow. Wow. Who are you going to go with in that game, Tennessee and Indianapolis? I about got to go with the Colts because they're 2-0.
My percentage... This is the way I look at the Titans, and I have every year. Did it last year. I never picked them.
Yeah, well, you're better off just not picking them.
What did they win? Three games?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you never pick them, your pick percentage is going to be 85 to 86,
well,
something like that.
Something like that, yeah. I guess so. Kind of a bad way to look at it, but yeah.
I mean, Tennessee, they've lost 8 in a row to Georgia, for instance. Even though Tennessee's at home, I didn't go with Tennessee until they can beat you.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my philosophy.
Wow. I took my dog to the vet this week.
Oh.
It was an adventure. It's a chipper adventure. And...
That's oh, a little chip.
Everybody loves Chipper Jones.
Yep. Took him to the vet. It's an experience. It's almost an all-day thing, really. It just turns out almost it's crazy.
Really? Why?
Well, his appointment was at 10:30, so I take him. We have to get ready by. I have to have him on a leash and everything ready to go by 10. And we jump in. We go out to Christiana at Anderson Veterinary Clinic. And he comes in on all the little, what do you call them? They're not nurses, but assistants. They all go, yeah. Oh, there's Chipper. Yeah, Chipper. And he immediately starts going, the whole time we're there. We got big dogs that are just staring at him like, what an idiot, you know. I'm so embarrassed. He sits in my lap because he won't sit down. We go to the scale, the weight scale, and he won't sit on it. Mm. And so the girl goes down, and she does it every time. I said, don't do this. Let me do it. She tries to pick him up to, and so he pees on the floor. I went, let me get him on there. He weighs the exact same pounds, although people say he looks really huge. He hasn't gained any weight. He hasn't lost any weight. He hasn't gained any. So I have to announce to the people that are in there, and it's always packed in there, and I have to announce to them now. I have to tell them this is true. This is really what happens. I tell them, okay, he's going in there, folks. Now you're going to hear a shrill that is just like from a horror movie. And I said, be prepared for it. Because when he gets a shot, he'll go nuts. And they kind of laugh. Oh, that's so cute. Not until they hear the shrill. The shrill of agony. And, I mean, it is like nothing you've ever heard in your life. I don't even know the dog could make that noise.
But you need to record that the next time
I think
you go.
I may do that. It's just crazy. And I know I said, here it comes, because there's a little quiet before. So here comes everybody. Boom. And they all go, golly, you know, so embarrassing.
What are they doing?
My little chipper. Can't beat him. 617, let's take a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 92 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows falling to the 60s. And then Saturday, lots more sunshine, though a few mid to late afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. And highs warm into the low 90s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
Then I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots. Good food and fun.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
The Bills beat the Dolphins 31-21. Josh Allen with three touchdowns through the air, adding 213 yards. Tua Tagovailoa threw two touchdowns but one interception with about 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter to seal the game for the Bills. Miami now 1-14 in the last 15 games against Buffalo. The Dodgers announced that three-time Cy Young winner Clayton Kershaw will hang him up at the end of this season. His final home start will be Friday against the Giants. Dodgers beating those same Giants 2-1. The Guardians are 3.5 back games from the AL Central leading Tigers after beating Detroit 3-1. Seattle and Houston tied for first in the AL West after the Mariners beat Kansas City 2-0. And the Mets completed a three-game series with the Padres 6-1, the rubber match. Pete Alonso with a homer in his fourth straight game. Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels missed practice for the second consecutive day. He's dealing with a sprained knee. I'm Martin Weiss.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour of 6 o'clock here on the Wake Up Crew. Sponsored by America's Thrift Stores. They're going to have a new location at 1030 Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Thrift stores bring a fresh shopping experience with thousands of new items daily. Clean, organized, and packed with deals. Check out americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. And Brian, yeah, they're going to be located at the old, where was it? The old
Bargain Hunt was there.
Bargain Hunt. Roses?
Yeah, the Mercury Plaza Shopping Center. Yeah, Mercury Plaza. I think it's still called Mercury Plaza.
Yeah. Have they found anything to put in in Roses itself? I haven't been over there in a while. I don't know. I haven't looked.
I'm not so sure that this isn't this, part of
that
it.
That may be it. They may be taking part of it. Yeah.
I don't know how they've divided it up.
Yeah.
I know this is going to be a big store now. So.
Wow.
Gee. They're already taking donations. So.
They are?
Yep.
Okay. You going to donate anything?
I don't have really anything to donate.
No, yeah, that's right. You can't donate furniture necessarily.
No, well, you can, but I don't have furniture that.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna have to buy a new couch.
Oh, I need one now
because there's no way I can clean that dog hair and stuff. You know, it's not that it's on the couch itself; it looks clean and looks fine, but lift up the cushions, and I can't vacuum enough to get it out. I mean, I vacuum about every other day, and I can't get those hairs out.
Well, I have a cloth couch.
Well, I do too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, but I'm talking about inside. Mm-hmm. You know, where they drop down and
I can't keep the outside cleaned up.
You lift the thing up and they're all in there. But
mine's beige, so you can imagine with black hair from dogs.
Yeah, but I only have one dog, so I mean I don't really know. I'm probably unfair to compare me to you.
You don't have a kennel, you mean?
I didn't say that. Till Lynch is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for putting the needs of others first and being a great friend. Till Lynch will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations and Good Neighbor of the Day. Can't beat it. Till Lynch. It's like wearing a crown. You know, I'm the good neighbor today.
You know, cool what, you know what else bothers me about Chipper?
Wow. We're going there?
I'm still on it. When you have to be, you're in a hurry to get somewhere, and you got to let him out to go to the bathroom. Why does he take like 30 minutes? I almost sent you a meme that this guy dancing, and like it's like a dog, like how long it takes him to go to the bathroom.
Oh, it's forever.
Gosh, it's crazy. Especially okay, go ahead now.
So send in your good neighbors and your birthdays, anniversaries for today and tomorrow, 615-893-1450. It's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. We're waiting on there too now. John, it's International Talk Like a Parrot Pirate Day.
Arg!
And it's also Meow Like a Pirate Day.
Meow!
I don't know how to do that.
I don't either.
6:24, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew Friday.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. Clarksville police say they have a better understanding of what led to the deaths of 3 people discovered in a home this week. Investigators believe it was a murder-suicide that took place in the Idlewood Drive home. Following an investigation, it was determined that the scene was a double homicide and suicide. In a statement, Clarksville police say, quote, Scott Powers and his wife, Catherine Powers, tragically lost their lives at the hands of their son, Michael Powers, who then took his own life. For the first time, the invasive spotted lanternfly has been found in Knox County, according to the Tennessee Department of Agriculture. After a farmer's report, inspectors and a detection dog verified 15 adult lanternflies in a tree. The invasive insect is from Asia and believed to have made it to the U.S. by shipping in freight containers. It has been found in at least 16 states, including Tennessee. The flies can severely damage and kill certain species of trees. Agriculture leaders ask for people to report any sightings of the unique fly so it can be destroyed. More news in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the National Banana Pudding Festival in Centerville, October 4th and 5th. Make plans to attend one of the South's favorite festivals. Sample varieties of our signature dish on the pudding path. Enjoy dozens of craft vendors, live music, and exciting contests. Advance tickets available now at bananapuddingfest.org. Mark your calendars for the National Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th in Centerville.
A Hardeman County clerk has been ordered to reimburse the county's general fund after an investigation revealed that she was illegally charging couples to officiate their weddings. The state comptroller says Tonette Griggs reimbursed the county $13,000 to the general fund. County clerks are granted the right to conduct marriages per Tennessee law, but it's illegal for them to charge a fee or demand compensation for officiating marriage ceremonies. Will Dunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew. We're sponsored by America's Thrift Stores. And it's Good Neighbor events coming up in about 635. Another check of the forecast and our first look at traffic in just a few minutes. And, of course, right before the top of the hour, it's the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. He comes up at around 657.
That's before you even said wolf that time.
Well, I might as well just hear the wolf call.
It's
not
getting
even
quicker and quicker.
We do not have time to have a lot of chit-chat because we have the longest today in history that we've ever had.
It is.
Now, you will have time to talk. You will have time to talk a little bit about something if something appeals to you here.
Okay.
Okay? I'll let you participate.
Well, that's very nice of you, John.
Well, 1796 is the first one we're going to.
Oh, so we're going
from
way
1796
back
to 2011. That's covering a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington's farewell address as U.S. president is published.
Oh, well, you can't do that just yet. I mean, is it time for today in history?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was in such a hurry to get to it.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back in time.
I noticed why the presidential music wasn't being played. You refused to play it. You refuse to play without me going to Turner Security.
Well, there are some things that we just cannot not do.
Well, you control the show and everything else around this radio station. George Washington's farewell address, 1796. 1849, the first commercial laundry is established in Oakland, California. Are they talking about laundromat?
I think so.
Okay, 1849.
That's interesting. Well, they have all
here,
these
bring
ladies
your clothes
in the
washboards. Over here.
Commercial washboards.
That's what I was thinking. They just got a bunch of women in there. Or men.
Well, maybe. Probably not then.
1876, the first carpet sweepers patented by Bissell.
Well, how about that, Melvin? Melville?
Well,
whatever.
Bissell
yeah,
vacuum
still
cleaners. 1947, Jackie Robinson is named the 1947 Rookie of the Year.
Nice.
Well, it's very historical.
It is historical.
Yeah. In 1952, Adventures of Superman, starring George Reeves, premieres in syndication in the U.S. It was one of the programs that got picked up. It started in syndication, but ABC picked it up. Like a major network picked it up because it was so popular.
Okay. I didn't know that.
You sit around the television. Everybody sit around their TV and watch Superman. Men, the adults, and the little kids. 1960, Chubby Checker's The Twist hits number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Let's do the twist. Come on, baby.
You know why The Twist was so popular?
I don't.
It was easy to do.
Oh.
You just flip your arm.
Just move your hips around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In 1970, The Mary Tyler Moore Show premieres on CBS.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well,
guy that wrote that theme song is he's from Nashville. He wrote it.
Oh.
He wrote it in like 2 hours.
Interesting.
And in 1980, Ordinary People, starring Mary Tyler Moore, directed by Robert Redford and starring Donald Sutherland as well, is released. Best picture of 1981, by the way. And then also in 1981, Simon and Garfunkel reunite for a New York City Central Park concert. I said you could participate in the conversation, not the song.
Not singing. I'm sorry.
Jeez. 1988, Bon Jovi releases their fourth album, New Jersey. You know, he's been married to his wife like 40 years.
It's crazy. I didn't know that.
He's just a really good guy. That album had the most top 10 hits of any rock metal album. 1989, Doogie Howser MD, starring Neil Patrick Harris, premieres. He played a teenage, brilliant guy, physician. In 1989, Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation, 1814, fourth studio album by Janet Jackson, is released. It was a Grammy Award Best Long Form Music Video. Yeah. 1994, ER premieres on NBC, created by Michael Crichton, starring George Clooney, Anthony Edwards, and Noah Wyle. Who's on the Star of the Pit now?
Best Actor in the Emmys.
Which many people say it is Emergency. I don't know.
Yeah, very similar.
And finally, in 2011, Ashton Kutcher debuts on Two and a Half Men, replacing Charlie Sheen.
Men, men, manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, men, manly men.
Rewind is coming up next. It's 6:33 here on the Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind.
September 19th, 1945.
Animal cracker in my soup.
17-year-old Shirley Temple married actor John Agar.
No story. What's done is done.
4 years later, she filed for divorce.
I make them jump right through a hoop.
September 19th, 1975.
Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
The BBC debut of the sitcom...
Are you the manager? I am the owner, madam.
Fawlty Towers. And this date in 1989.
There. Good as new.
The ABC debut of the sitcom Doogie Howser, M.D.
Oh, she may have a slight limp.
Starring teenager Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, I get it. Huh?
I'm Brendan Brooks.
I don't think so.
And that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit Progressive.com today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 92 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows falling to the 60s. And then Saturday, lots more sunshine, though a few mid to late afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. And highs warm into the low 90s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
Good morning. A steady flow of traffic coming through the Mount Juliet area right now as it starts to crank up out of here, leaving Wilson County on 40 going westbound, headed through Hermitage. A little bit of radar was spotted earlier, I-40 in certain parts of Dixon County. As you come through Kingston Springs, Pegram, be careful this morning. Troopers are out, especially on the west side of Nashville this morning. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. and so are the warm homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. This is MTSU Homecoming Week. Lots of fun activities all week for MTSU alumni as well as True Blue fans. And don't miss the homecoming game. Kickoffs at 6 o'clock as the Blue Raiders host Marshall. Make it a point to go to the game in person. Take your radio, because we'll have the game on WGNS. Again, this is Homecoming Week at MTSU. And the Greenway Arts Festival is this Saturday at Cannonsburg Village. The Rutherford County Library System is offering free computer classes. Check with their Tech Center here in Murfreesboro for information about their free computer classes. And the Nourish Food Bank is urgently seeking donations of money, food, and volunteers. They really need your help. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. We also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
We're talking with Peggy Parton.
The first thing my husband said to me was, Peggy, we're not getting any younger. I do not want to be left in this house without you, and you don't want to be left in this house without me, and we're going to go to Adam's Place and check it out. And it didn't take but about 30 minutes to know that we were coming here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart, 615-904-9111.
Dozens of vendors, one local tradition,
plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market, every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning
at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs
at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
McCabe Vision Center.
That's what it is cataracts, because it's sort of like a film or...
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
How did you know something was going on?
I had problems driving at night. If I was hitting oncoming traffic, it blinded me, essentially. I had trouble seeing people's features if they were standing with the light behind them.
McCabe Vision Center.
I don't wear my glasses anymore. This is amazing for me because I've worn glasses since junior high, and now I don't have to.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Guess what time it is? It's 21 to before 7.
Yeah.
In Murfreesboro, your donations can change lives. America's Thrift Store is opening soon in Middle Tennessee, and MLK Jr. Boulevard partners with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee. Drop off gently used clothing and household items to help grant wishes for kids battling critical illnesses. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more. Good calls. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a big, important question to ask you in a little bit, a real philosophical question.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Coming up, right after the joke. Can't get philosophical with you doing dad jokes.
Probably not.
What do you have for us today?
John, a hacker called and said he had all my passwords.
Oh, no.
I said, thank goodness, let me grab a pen and paper.
Oh, thumbs up, plus, plus, plus.
I knew you would like that one.
That's me in a nutshell, man. I wish somebody would hack into my... He wouldn't give it to, though.
For $100,000.
Check plus, plus, plus. Thumbs up. Wow.
I've been waiting until Friday to give you that one.
Yeah.
Go out on a bang on the
weekend.
Kind
of ended my week good. Oh, well, wait a minute. I got football tonight.
CBS News Brief. Talk show hosts present and past speak out after ABC suspended Jimmy Kimmel indefinitely over comments about the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. David Letterman spoke at the Atlantic Festival.
You can't go around firing somebody because you're fearful or trying to suck up to an authoritarian.
FCC Chair Brendan Carr tells Fox.
This is a massive shift that's taking place in the media ecosystem, and I think the consequences are going to continue to flow.
Officials in Washington State believe they found the remains of fugitive father Travis Decker near Leavenworth. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison.
We're hoping to get results back and get a confirmation. Is this Mr. Decker or is it not? And we're also looking towards our medical team to go through and do an assessment of how long he had been deceased.
President Trump expected to confirm a deal with China's Xi Jinping today to save TikTok in the U.S.
The kind of money we're talking about is very substantial. And it'll be owned by all-American investors.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A multi-county manhunt is underway for Carlos Bernard Davis, a 39-year-old who's wanted for a long list of criminal charges and an identity that even he allegedly can't keep straight. The Wilson County Sheriff's Office spotlighted Davis in its latest wanted suspect notice, revealing that he's charged with criminal impersonation, felony evading arrest, resisting, assaulting a first responder, and more. Law enforcement also confirmed Davis has ties to Rutherford County, where he was charged in 2021 for possession of a Schedule 6 drug and maintaining a dwelling for drug activity. Those charges originated in Laverne, but Davis never appeared in court and remains at large. Authorities believe that he could be anywhere in Middle Tennessee, including Murfreesboro and surrounding communities. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Wilson County Sheriff's Office at 615-444-1412. Meanwhile, in Rutherford County, the Tennessee Court of Criminal Appeals has upheld a trial court's decision denying a $100,000 bond refund to McAdoo Bonding Company. The case involved Nathaniel Lamont Buchanan, who was initially released on bond after a 2018 first-degree murder charge. Buchanan failed to appear in court in January of 2022, prompting a bond forfeiture and subsequent arrest by U.S. Marshals in October of 23. Despite Buchanan's eventual capture, the court ruled McAdoo Bonding had voluntarily assumed the risk and did not demonstrate extraordinary efforts justifying a refund. Buchanan has since pleaded guilty to reckless homicide and is serving a 4-year sentence, expected to conclude in October of 2027. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian, and we've relied on Turner Security for systems here at WGNS and Big G TV for many years. Their advanced security solutions with real-time monitoring and automation keep us safe. Plus, their expert IT service ensures our tech runs smoothly, from networks, computers, to troubleshooting. Their team tailors solutions to our needs, and I highly recommend them for home or business solutions for you.
Turn to Turner Security.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hey, this is Hunter Dorton with Mycoterra Pharmacy. We grow gourmet and medicinal mushrooms. We sell fresh mushrooms, dried mushrooms, powders, tinctures, mushroom-infused honey. We sell mushroom coffee, mushroom brew, different tinctures to take as a supplement. We also grow our own herbs, make loose leaf tea, topical salve, and CBD products. So come and check us out at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, the Nolensville Farmers Market, and the Franklin Farmers Market on the weekends. And we're happy to be of service to you and help you and get your health journey on the right track.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of being open.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, We help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. We have a menu, but if there's something that you really don't care for, there is an alternate menu. You know, you can get anything that you really like. I often get salmon.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. In Sumner County, a former elementary school custodian faces more than 100 years in prison after he was convicted of attempting to sexually exploit a student. Tracy Lee Cruz was arrested in December of 2024 after he allegedly gave a 10-year-old student a cell phone. The phone contained lewd images and videos. Court testimony revealed that Cruz planned to encourage the student to take photos using the device. Cruz was found guilty on 38 different charges, facing up to 156 years in prison upon sentencing. The East Ridge Police Department is urging residents to remain vigilant after reports of coyotes in the neighborhood. Police are encouraging people to remove leftover pet food and trash from outside to avoid attracting them. Officials note if a coyote is seen in the distance, there's no need to be scared to discourage the coyotes from approaching homes. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency recommends harassing them by throwing rocks or shouting or making loud noises when one is seen. Tennessee law permits shooting wildlife like coyotes if they're destroying property. More news in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the National Banana Pudding Festival in Centerville, October 4th and 5th. Make plans to attend one of the South's favorite festivals. Sample varieties of our signature dish on the pudding path. Enjoy dozens of craft vendors, live music, and exciting contests. Advance tickets available now at bananapuddingfest.org. Mark your calendars for the National Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th. In Centerville.
Professional soccer is returning to Memphis. The United Soccer League announced Thursday that the Memphis Football Club, a new franchise, is joining the semi-pro USL League in 2026. The club is owned in part by Kerry Talley, a former pro soccer player, along with his brother Clark. Memphis FC will be playing their home games at Mike Rose Soccer Complex. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Guess what?
What, John?
It's 12 minutes time for before the 7 o'clock show starts. What's the name of that? Oh, yeah, the Wake Up Crew continues.
Yeah. It starts with the news.
The news. And then at 7:11, you come on.
The CBS World News Roundup. But not before you get through another huge birthday list. Did you see the number of local birthdays we have, too? I know our celebrity birthdays
good
are long.
Good grief.
Uh-huh. What's happening?
I guess what we need to do is just go right to birthdays.
Already?
Yeah, it's because I don't think we're going to run out of time if we don't.
Well, let's do it.
It's birthday time.
Yeah.
Because it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Wow, there are a huge amount of local birthdays today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
No.
You need to stop writing them down. All right, here we go. William Golding was born in 1911. He was an English novelist who wrote Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies.
Not that though. When I look at you, that doesn't mean you have to comment.
Oh, okay.
1920. I'm usually doing that to see if I'm on the right page in my scripts.
Oh, yeah. I see. Now I get it.
And you look at me like, no, you're not. That's not right. So I get panicky. 1926, Duke Snyder, American Baseball Hall of Fame outfielder. 8-time MLB All-Star. Had a World Series in 1955 and 59. Born in Los Angeles, California. I believe he played his entire career with Brooklyn or the L.A. Dodgers. He played a couple of years in L.A. and then retired. In 1926, James Lipton, American actor, writer, and host of Inside the Actor's Studio, born in Detroit, Michigan. James Lipton, you ever watch America's, did you ever watch that show?
I did not.
It was pretty good if you want to find out about actors. 1928, Adam West, American actor who played Batman.
Whop!
Zam! Pow!
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good show.
Really?
Well, a kid, I was
well, true.
10 years old. 1934, Brian Epstein, the English music entrepreneur and manager of the Beatles, born in Liverpool, England. You know, I don't think they ever were the same after Brian Epstein, their manager, died. That's when the bickering started.
He's maybe the glue that kept it all together.
Yeah, I think he really was. In 1940, Bill Medley, American singer and songwriter of the Righteous Brothers. I believe we've discussed this. I think we've discussed it yesterday. When we have long things like this, that doesn't mean you have to sing.
Oh, I was not singing out loud, was
they
I?
Heard, you know, they, we heard you.
Oh, no.
You had your eyes closed. The people didn't know that.
I did. Was this not in Dirty Dancing? This was in Dirty Dancing, this song.
No, it was not in Dirty Dancing. It was in Top Gun.
That's right. I knew it was in some big movie.
That's when Tom Cruise was lip-singing at the bar or whatever.
Made it really popular.
Again. Yeah. In 1941, Mama Cass Elliott, American rock vocalist of the Mamas and the Papas. All the leaves are brown, all the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray,
and the sky is gray. That is not me.
I was pretending you to be you. In 1943, Joe Morgan, American Baseball Hall of Fame infielder, 10-time MLB All-Star, World Series in 75 and 76, the National League MVP in 75 and 76, the Cincinnati Reds, and he was a broadcaster at ESPN. You know, he died with not a lot of fanfare. I don't remember that in 2020, but he passed away.
Well, there was a lot going on that year.
Everybody, a lot of people died in 2020. In 1948, Jeremy Irons, an English actor, he was in Reversal of Fortune. He played in The Lion King. And 1964, Trisha Yearwood, American country singer, born in Monticello, Georgia. She did not bring to him a parole or pardon. She brought no sorrow, no apologies. Garth Brooks' wife now.
That's right.
1974, Jimmy Fallon, American actor and comedian, Saturday Night Live, and of course, The Tonight Show.
Make him 52. He's a year older than me then.
Well, it's funny how, well, you look older than he does.
No, that's what I was thinking myself.
just got to say it, man. I'm sorry. All right, here are the local birthdays. We have about a minute to give all these in. So Here we go. Today, David Garth, Billy Blass, Jack Butcherian. Is that right? I think that's right. Connie Huddleston, Darnell Spann. Happy birthday, Darnell.
Wow, another one.
Sarah Travis. Happy birthday, Sarah. Jack Brewer. Oh, I know all these people. Dallas Hill.
Another one.
Well, that's the female Dallas Hill. There's a male female. One worked for me. I think that's where she got in here. Jackie Zimmerman has a birthday today. Right before mine. She's always right before mine. Tomorrow, Ginger Caffey, Susan Young, Mary Wade, Denise Johnson, Michael Kelton, Dan Goodwin, Thomas Delker, Dean Fox, Will Norfleet, Candy Smith, Marie Pateric, Randy Massa, Amber Mathis, Mary Murray, Elaine Hamrick, Michael Anis, Lori Harbor, Teresa Jones Smith, and Brian Cooper.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 92 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows falling to the 60s. And then Saturday, lots more sunshine, though a few mid to late afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area, and highs warm into the low 90s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep, raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning. We see heavy traffic already starting to develop coming down out of Robertson County into Sumner County on 65 going southbound down through White House as traffic picks up now on 24, especially going westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Radar this morning, certain sections of I-40 in Wilson County, especially traveling through the Mount Juliet area. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
Shut up and save.
Well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Big savings are on the way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening its newest location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. You'll love the clean, well-organized shopping experience with thousands of new items added every single day. It really is a new store every day. Find up to 70% off main brand clothing, home goods, and more thanks to generous local donations. America's Thrift Stores, where it's a new store every day. For details, visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
Long live the king.
Tulsa is my home now.
Tulsa King. Sylvester Stallone there, back as Dwight Manfredi. Season 3 starting this weekend. He'll have his hands full with new faces and new enemies.
Did we or did we not shake on a deal?
How do you keep my character always the underdog?
I sat down with Sly to talk about his approach to the new guy.
So we developed this character named Dunmire, who's a nightmare.
Robert Patrick.
Robert Patrick. My first instincts were to go real tough with him. And then I thought, no, Sly, you have to be almost amused. Be amused, which is really going to wind you up.
Tulsa King starts up on Paramount Plus Sunday. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, I got to get ready for the football game tonight, so I'm leaving here in just a few minutes.
I got to go, man.
I got things to do.
You got plenty of time.
I've got to, and we're driving together in this one. We're riding together, so it makes more time I got to go.
And you've just got to get your 9:30 nap in. You'll be fine.
You know what? I don't like you. Our good neighbor of the day. Who is our good neighbor of the day? I think I've lost my...
Teal Lynch.
Teal Lynch. And what did Teal do?
Well, Teal is the good neighbor of the day for putting the needs of others first and being a great friend. So Teal's going to get the flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS as the good neighbor of the day today.
See, you've already started. You've already taken over the
show. I guess I
have. So, yeah, go ahead.
Send in those birthdays and anniversaries. You got about a half an hour to get those in this morning. 615-893-1450 on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club today and tomorrow. We've got a ton of birthdays already. The show brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Big Savings Alert. America's Thrift is coming. They'll be here thousands of items every day in their new store on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard opening soon.
Don't go away just because I won't be here. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
President threatens broadcasters.
Maybe their license should be taken away.
Remains found in search for Northwest fugitive.
A military veteran accused of suffocating his three daughters.
CDC panel considers new guidelines.
That shift could mean fewer people would be recommended for vaccination.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, late-night TV hosts rallied around Jimmy Kimmel, whose indefinite suspension by ABC was applauded by President Trump.
We have another fun, hilarious, administration-compliant show.
Tonight, we are all Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm going to cover the president's trip to the UK just like I normally would. And he
looked incredibly handsome.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports it comes as Trump has upped the ante with new threats against broadcasters who criticize him.
Multiple media outlets reported Kimmel planned to respond to the controversy on his show Wednesday. Reports say he spoke to Disney executives about his prepared monologue for Wednesday's show, but they worried it would only inflame the situation. The decision to pull the show further fueled by concerns over threats to Kimmel and his staff. But by then, Nexstar, the country's largest local broadcasting group, had already announced it would preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live after FCC Chairman Brendan Carr, a Trump appointee, appeared to threaten broadcasters who failed to, quote, take action against Kimmel. Nexstar is currently seeking FCC approval for a $6.2 billion merger with another media company, Tegna. On Thursday, Carr insisted his agency was empowering local stations to respond to the needs of their viewers.
We are in the midst of a massive shift in dynamics in the media ecosystem for lots of reasons. Again, including the permission structure that President Trump's election has provided. And I would simply say we're not done yet.
The president was more explicit about the potential consequences for broadcasters.
They give me only bad publicity. The press. I mean, they're getting a license. I would think maybe their license should be taken away.
A long manhunt may be over in Washington state for the father accused of killing his three young daughters. Human remains have been found near the remote area where the bodies of the children were found in early June. Sheriff Mike Morrison says tests will be run to confirm it's Travis Decker, the 32-year-old military vet they've been looking for.
We're able to get on the ground confirmation they were human remains. We've since collected some items from that and sending it out to Washington State Patrol's crime lab to see if we can get DNA confirmation if it is Mr. Decker.
A CDC committee has taken new vaccine action that's getting pushback from medical groups. CBS's Mark Strassman.
A CDC advisory committee voted Thursday to change its MMRV vaccine recommendations. The vaccine protects against chickenpox and measles, mumps, and rubella. The current recommendation is that a child can get the combination shot when they turn one. But now the committee suggests kids wait until they turn four. The panel also recommends younger children get two separate vaccines, one for chickenpox and the other for measles, mumps, and rubella. The majority in the committee said the combined vaccine carries a small risk for seizures caused by a fever in that age group. But doctors argue they are rare and usually harmless.
It's another strategy to scare parents.
The American Academy of Pediatrics says the committee has promoted false claims and misguided information.
This committee is illegitimate. They were actively sowing fear and doubt.
President Trump is due to speak today with China's president. The future of TikTok may become clearer.
The framework of a deal was announced this week by Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, and the talks between President Trump and President Xi are expected to firm that up. Speaking in the UK, the president said TikTok has great value.
I like TikTok. It helped get me elected.
The deal, says Trump, would remove China's ownership from the social media app. The
kind of money we're talking about is very substantial, and it'll be owned by all American investors.
President Trump and the previous administration both cited national security concerns for banning TikTok in the U.S. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
The president of Texas A&M University is stepping down after a classroom controversy made headlines.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Mark Welsh faced political backlash from some Republican lawmakers over a video that circulated on social media showing a student questioning a professor about curriculum surrounding gender identity.
I just have a question because I'm not entirely sure this is legal to be teaching.
Welsh had fired the professor and also demoted two high-ranking officials.
If you are uncomfortable with stuff, you have.
In a statement, the school's chancellor did not mention the video, but said, "We agree that now is the right time to make a change." Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
11 city and state Democratic officials have been arrested while protesting conditions at a New York City immigration holding facility. It's a location where a federal judge required the government to improve its treatment of detainees. The Washington Post reports ICE is seeking new office spaces in about 300 locations all over the U.S., to support plans to hire thousands of lawyers and immigration enforcement officers. A House committee will hear today from former U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta in the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. CBS's Michael Toscano is in Washington.
Acosta will take questions on the controversial deal he made in 2008 while serving as U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida. It allowed Epstein to plead guilty to a single state charge, ending the FBI's federal investigation.
Pakistan's defense minister said today his nation's nuclear program will be made available to Saudi Arabia. He indicated that an attack on one nation would be an attack on both. On the Health Watch, a new study is out on type 1 diabetes.
New estimates gathered by research and advocacy group Breakthrough T1D predict that 9.5 million people are living with type 1 diabetes worldwide. According to the study being presented at this year's meeting of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes, that would include an additional 4.1 million people if they hadn't died prematurely due to inadequate diabetes care or non-diagnosis. Co-author Dr. Stephanie Pearson says marginalized communities face significant barriers to type 1 diabetes care, and that they are less likely to access or afford insulin and struggle with poor glucose management. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Thanks so much, Steve Kathan. We've got more news straight ahead throughout the morning here at WGNS, including a check of traffic and weather together coming up for you now. And this update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots Good Food and Fun.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 92 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows falling to the 60s. And then Saturday, lots more sunshine, though a few mid to late afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area, and highs warm into the low 90s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 62.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Good morning again. This wreck is over to the side on 24 westbound before Haywood Lane. Just heavy with that traffic volume right now up through the Antioch area. Anyway, this time of the morning, especially now with this flashing lights over here, slowing it down just a little bit on 24 westbound at Haywood Lane coming up through Antioch. It's slow go at times. Certain sections of 65 southbound down through Millersville. As that build's pretty good coming down from the north there on 65 south out of Robertson County into that section of Sumner County. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
I'm a big fan of auctions. Get instant sale, no contingencies.
That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals. Visit ParksAuction.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look! Up in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's the Wake Up Crew! With John Dinkins,
Brian Barrett,
and Dalton Barrett.
It is the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores here for the 7 o'clock hour. This played in honor of The Adventures of Superman, starring George Reeves, going into syndication in 1952.
I've got a great idea.
What's that?
Me, you, and Dalton get Big G's. Shirts.
Ooh, like the Superman.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, they've even got the same. It'd be pretty cool.
I could put it in the triangle.
Yeah.
You know, like the. Very interesting.
Big G. The Big G guys.
Maybe a t-shirt idea.
Well, I think it looks like a bullseye. Anyway, you know, let's put the Big G logo right here in the middle of the shirt.
Yeah.
And then right here, you could put a little WGNS. You know how you like to decorate it, or on the side over there.
You're not a sleeve guy, are you?
No, like, I like sleeves. Yeah, I like them.
You like something on the sleeve?
I'm not a big guy for like having a big old back. You know,
like
everything on my back. I don't like that. And I don't like the letters too big. You know, that the shirt you're wearing right there is almost to the point of too big for me, but it's just right. It's fine. Don't get offended. It's fine. I like it. But any bigger than that would be, but if you're going to do that, if you're going to be real big, it needs to be
in the center,
like you had on the sweatshirts, you know, that time.
Yeah.
That I never wore.
You didn't like it,
they
you?
Weren't comfortable. I didn't mind the logo. I thought that was great. I thought it was cool. I just didn't, the sweatshirts didn't fit right to me. I'm not a sweatshirt guy much anymore. I used to be. I'm more of the zip.
Me too.
Hoodie kind of guy, you know.
That's what I love.
Take
that.
It off if I need to. Yeah.
And wear a t-shirt under it.
Yeah.
You know what made us that way? Basketball.
Yeah, because it was always hot.
If you wear a sweatshirt in a basketball game, you're gonna burn up.
Yeah And you can't just take it off, you know. You gotta take your headphones off and all that stuff, you know. So,
well,
something philosophical
you got.
You want me to get it out of the way, or do you want to do your little, you know?
Well, let me do our Friday song, because it's Friday.
Okay.
It's Friday.
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 What day is it?
The week is done. Time for fun. Gonna get into everything under the sun. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey!
It's Friday.
Friday. It's a big weekend. So you've got Rockville at Smyrna tonight on WGNS and Big G TV. Middle Tennessee Homecoming tomorrow. You've got Vanderbilt and Georgia State, Tennessee and UAB. Sunday, the Titans will host Indianapolis. Fall starts on Monday, and John's birthday is on Sunday. So, I mean, it's a packed weekend.
Well, I mean, you won't be doing anything for my birthday, so it's not really packed for you. You'll be doing your normal thing, sitting in the recliner, going to sleep.
I wish.
Sundays are very busy for you.
After church, it's lunch. It's by the time I get Heather back and forth and stuff. And I don't know why I've been going to the grocery on Sundays. I need to find another day to do that.
Actually, it's a good day to go.
Well, kind of.
But they don't have much in stock on Sundays.
It's interesting. But
Wednesday's the best day. That's when they put stuff on the shelves. Thursday.
I was done by 5:30.
5:30.
So I was busy until about 5:30 on Sunday.
Wow. That's early morning, too. You get up early, too, didn't you? 7:30, 8?
A little later.
Yeah.
We go to the later service, 11 o'clock.
But you get to spend time, quality time with your family.
That's true.
And little Lena.
Yeah, she was in a good mood.
She's the number one right now, isn't she?
Oh, she's. Yeah.
I mean, you don't even remember your other kids' names, do you?
No.
I mean, just the granddaughter.
No, just her.
I wanted to ask you something philosophical, if I may.
Okay.
And it just kind of dawned on me because we were talking about, you know, what are we watching and all that kind of thing. I go, what would you, if you had your life to do over again, what would you do differently? This is not a random question either. This is directly aimed at you. What would you have done differently? Not necessarily personally, but professionally maybe.
Hmm.
And Scott and Bart, don't get mad because this is just hypothetical, you know. When you were a young guy in college and you were getting ready to set your sails to what you were going to do.
Well, the decision that changed the course of my life was when I was 18 and I had spent, you know, my childhood years and teen years doing horse-related things. And I really kind of thought that I was going to go into that industry. In fact, I went to a junior college in Illinois.
I did not know this. This is news to me.
I didn't actually. I went there to visit.
Oh.
In the summer. Peoria, Illinois, Black Hawk College. And I was going to be a part of their horse judging team. And I would have gone to school there for 2 years.
There's a professional profession to do that?
Yeah, we have one at MTSU, too.
Wow, really?
And the idea was to go there in junior college.
You
and
knew
come
that
back.
Much about horses?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gee.
So, the idea was to go there for
so
2 years and come back here.
So, broadcast never entered your mind, really?
Well, that's where the change was, because I started working here at 16, and so I was 18, so I was 2 years in. So, the decision was, am I going to go do something that I've done for a lot of years, or am I going to try this new thing that I really enjoy, which was radio? And I chose the radio route.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
So did you ever set your sights on TV too? Didn't you a little bit, or was that just an internship and that was all it was really?
I interned because you had to intern.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have one internship. So I interned over the summer at Channel 4, and Rudy Kalis was the sports director there, and I worked with some others in the sports department, and they were getting ready to launch the Sunday sports deal that they did. That was when the Titans first came into town, and they were going to start. So they asked me to kind of help as maybe a continued internship. And then when I wanted to get into weather, I interned with Nancy Van Camp and James Lewis. And that's when I thought I was going to do weather.
So you met all the biggies at WSM then. Bill Hall.
Dan Miller,
yeah.
Pretty cool time.
I actually met Dan Miller at Franklin.
Yeah.
One
cool,
time.
Cool
yeah.
guy. More on that when we come back after sports.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
The Bills beat the Dolphins 31-21. Josh Allen with 3 touchdowns through the air, adding 213 yards. Tua Tagovailoa threw 2 touchdowns but 1 interception with about 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter to seal the game for the Bills. Miami now 1-14 in the last 15 games against Buffalo. The Dodgers announced that 3-time Cy Young winner Clayton Kershaw will hang him up at the end of this season. His final home start will be Friday against the Giants. Dodgers beating those same Giants 2-1. The Guardians are 3.5 back games from the AL Central leading Tigers after beating Detroit 3-1. Seattle and Houston tied for first in the AL West after the Mariners beat Kansas City 2-0. And the Mets completed a 3-game series with the Padres 6-1, the rubber match. Pete Alonso with a homer in his 4th straight game. Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels missed practice for the 2nd consecutive day. He's dealing with a sprained knee. I'm Martin Weiss.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. The live racing meet for 2025 is now in the books, and the Thoroughbred Racing Game is building towards the Breeders' Cup. The Cup will be contested at Del Mar on October 31st and November 1st this year. The place to play these world championships is Kentucky Downs. Featuring over 1,000 gaming machines, fine dining, live entertainment, and Breeders' Cup wagering, this entertainment destination is located just 30 minutes north of Nashville. For more information, visit themintgaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Saturday, September 20th, another big day in the Thoroughbred Racing Game. Iconic Churchill Downs is where we begin. Race 9, the Grade 3 Dogwood Stakes. 7 furlongs on the dirt for 3-year-old fillies. A balanced 8-horse field with elected number 4. Ragtime for trainer Billmont. Daughter of Union Rags has 2 wins in 1 second and 3 lifetime starts. Race 10 is the Bourbon Flight Stakes, mile and 3/16 on the main track for 3-year-old males. We like the number 7, Admiral Dennis. Trained by Brad Cox, he's got 2 wins and 5 starts in 2025. Ben Salem, Pennsylvania is where we head next. It's Parks. Race 12 is the Grade 2 Gallant Bob Stakes. 6 furlongs on the dirt for 3-year-old males. You got a talented 10-horse field. The number 1, Retribution, is our top pick for trainer Cherie DeVoe. This son of a coma has 3 wins and 1/3 and 5 starts this year. Race 13 is the Grade 1 $1 million Cotillion Stakes. 8 talented 3-year-old fillies going a mile 16th on the dirt. The number 7, Good Cheer, is our top pick, trained by Brad Cox. This daughter of Magdaglia D'Oro has won her first 7 races of her career, including the Kentucky Oaks. Our long shot play is number 3, Clicot, for trainer Brendan Walsh. Race 14 is the big boy, the Grade 1 Pennsylvania Derby, $1 million on the line. 10 3-year-old males going a mile and an eighth on the dirt. We like the number 9, Gosger, as our top pick for trainer Brendan Walsh. He's got 2 wins and 3 seconds and 5 career starts. We also like the number 8, Baeza, for trainer John Sheriffs. And our long shot play is the number 10, Moplex, for trainer Jeremiah Englehart.
Got a hunch, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 722, the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, opening soon on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at Middle Tennessee Boulevard. Great location over there, like a new store every single day.
Hey, Brian.
At 22 after 7, what do we
usually
do here? I'm sorry,
what are we watching? But before we do that, could I read some of these birthdays to make sure I get them all in?
Why don't you just do the whole list?
Right now?
Whatever you,
What am I going to do at one? Just the ones that are today's?
Sure. One. Whatever you, however you want to
okay,
do.
Okay, all right.
You're in charge.
Today, David Garth, Billy Glass, Jack Bacharian, Connie Huddleston, Darnell Spann, Sarah Travis, Jack Brewer, Dallas Hill, Jackie Zimmerman. Now, Dallas Hill, the one that we're talking about here, is a female who lives in, I think, somewhere in Alabama. Mm. Not our Dallas Hill that we know here.
Okay. From Siegel.
Yeah. Jennifer, tomorrow, birthdays are Ginger Caffey, Susan Young, Mary Wade, Denise Johnson, Michael Kelton, Dan Goodwin, Thomas Delker, Dean Fox, Will Norfleet, Candy Smith, Marie Paterick, Randy Massa, Amber Mathis, Mary Murray, Elaine Hamrick, Michael Annis, Lori Harbor, Teresa Jones Smith, and Brian Cooper. Now, I've got them all.
That's nice. Very good. Nicely done.
Brian Cooper's working out there at the old Eagleville Co-op right now.
How about that?
Well, no, he's not. He's probably not at work. Well, yeah, I guess he is. He gets there about 7.
So, and while we're kind of just doing some things here, I meant to do this earlier in the week. Got a nice text from Rusty Barrett, who listens in to the Wake Up Crew. He was sharing some memories, and he actually, when he was a kid, he remembers Neely's Hatchery that my grandparents ran on Vine Street and stuff. So
he's not kin to you, is he?
Had a nice little thing there. I don't know. People ask me.
He might be.
There are so many Barretts. I have no idea.
Are you kin to Jennifer Barrett? Aren't you like
somewhere along the
cousins
line,
or something?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Down the road somewhere along
Barrett's
the line.
Barrett's a very popular name in Murfreesboro.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a Leanna section and there's a Walter Hill.
The Walter Hill section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not necessarily closely related even. So.
Yeah.
All right. What we're watching.
Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's Island.
You know, you were saying about you're watching YouTube. It's funny you said that because I've been kind of watching some YouTube stuff too. I think you do it differently than I do it. I look for historical, like old time classic shows and people that are where are they now kind of thing. But you've been watching it too.
So, I mean,
which it makes me worry about us, because that means nothing is entertaining us except, you know, stuff like that.
It gives you, if you search and watch one thing, then you're going to get more of those things. So YouTube algorithm is a lot of severe weather coverage from different stations across the country. There's some, I mean, and I watched it because it was pretty fascinating to me. A 1970 broadcast of WHAS, and then the super outbreak of 74, and you're watching, you know, where they were, let's go to the radar, and it was black and white, and you could, you know, how in the world could you tell anything on that? But really pretty pretty cool. So that's that, and different high schools and different radio stations that are doing web streaming, video streaming, and what they look like. And so then it becomes a thing of, well, I'm looking at it to compare how does ours look versus theirs and that kind of thing. And not to brag, and Dalton's not here, so I'll say it anyway. He's done a lot. I mean, he's really kind of built the big GTV thing. He sent me a video from 2 years ago, and just the way that it looks, he just made a recent change this last week, and it looks great. But just to show where we've come from and all. So that's kind of what's on my YouTube channel.
So you've kind of developed into that.
Well, I mean, you go to it and it's like, well, here's an hour of this coverage, and you just kind of watch it and it's like, wow.
You can get hooked on that, you know.
I know you can.
Because, I mean,
it takes you down rabbit holes.
Yeah, yeah. And you go, well, I never thought of that. Let me look at that. And then, then you go, oh, I never thought of that. Let me look at that.
There's a lot of historical stuff. You know, I was looking at, you know, the life of George Washington. Well, they've got the whole National Geographic thing on there. I was on YouTube and the Tennessee Georgia game was on there. And it was a California feed, because you would see promos, watch the Valley's most trusted news source, ABC7. But it was on YouTube. The whole guy watched the game on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, you can get about anything you want on YouTube.
And it was free.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just there. Yeah. So that's where I was and have been.
Did you just subscribe to anything?
No, I don't have YouTube TV or any of that. I do have some subscriptions of different
things. This is on your computer?
No, this is on my TV.
Oh, okay.
In the living room, watching on YouTube.
I'm just a guest.
Oh, yeah. Well, get you a login. Nah. It's 728.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. My wife Joy and I love dogs and have one of our own. But we've also helped people who have been injured by dog bites and dog attacks, as well as bicyclists who crashed after a dog attack. You need to know that the dog owner may have insurance to help pay medical bills and other expenses because of a dog attack. If your loved one has been injured by a dog, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
When my husband died, my son called me and wanted me to come and live here. My oldest son lives here with my two grandchildren and my four great-grandchildren, and he's a wonderful blessing to me.
This is Shanda McDaniel, the Community Relations Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the Wake Up Crew from America's Thrift Stores, and we have a ton of birthdays. And, John, there's no way to get through every single one, but why don't we hit today?
All right, we'll do today only. We did it early. David Garth, Billy Glass, Jack Butcherian, Connie Huddleston, Darnell Spann, Sarah Travis, Jack Brewer, Dallas Hill, and Jackie Zimmerman. One of them could be a birthday winner.
They could, and we're doing birthdays for today and tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, 19th, 20th. Okay, so call, text. If you didn't hear your name just announced, I promise you we've got those names. We're actually working on collecting all those now. Going to give away some banana pudding in about a half an hour, so stay tuned for that. This is the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, and they're opening up a brand new store at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in the Mercury Plaza. They are going to have like a new store every time you walk in. It's going to be great, clean. You'll love it. Opening in October.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 92 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows fall into the 60s. And then Saturday, lots more sunshine, though a few mid to late afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. And highs warm into the low 90s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 62.
Good morning. Still building out here on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. As you pass Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway, a little bit slow at times. No surprise, really, this time of the morning. 65 south at Trinity Lane. It continues to pick up with more volume down I-40 right now, especially through the Mount Juliet area. Coming westbound I-40, headed on into Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, no matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Tragedy struck Laverne this week as a missing persons case ended in heartbreak. On the afternoon of Wednesday, September 17th, Laverne police responded to a call reporting an unconscious woman in a parked car outside McDonald's on Murfreesboro Road. Upon arrival, first responders found 21-year-old Jocelyn Krause deceased inside of her vehicle. Krause had been reported missing the evening before after failing to return home from work. Authorities immediately secured the area, treating the scene as an active crime investigation. Laverne detectives, the Rutherford County Medical Examiner's Office, and forensic personnel worked together to begin piecing together the circumstances surrounding her death. While the cause of death has not yet been released, officials confirm the investigation is ongoing. The community is urged to remain vigilant and allow investigators space to continue their work. In nearby Murfreesboro, the community is rallying around education with the return of the Serve It Up Pickleball Tournament, hosted by the City Schools Foundation. Set for October 24th through the 25th at Adams Tennis Complex, the two-day event features round-robin and double-elimination formats across several divisions, including casual and competitive brackets for men's and women's doubles. Proceeds from the $60 per team entry fee support programs for Murfreesboro City Schools. Registration is limited to the first 45 adult teams via the Score Holio app, and a prize will be awarded to the most creative team name. Sponsorships are also available for those who wish to support without paying. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick, digestible format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast wherever you listen. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food. So, I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays, and if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Tana Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport, and I just want to tell you about Adams Place. It is a wonderful place to live. Before I moved in here, a friend and I came together and we always ate lunch and walked around. Do I know you? Are you new here? It's very nice because it's easy to be in your own home and be isolated. It's nice to just come out of your apartment and find someone that says, hello, how are you? I mean, it just makes you feel good.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here at 7:35 as the Wake Up Crew continues from News Radio, WGNS, and it's time once again for trivia.
It's trivia with Brian.
Yes.
You're the lone ranger. Here we go. Which planet shares its name with a chemical element?
Mercury.
That is correct. These are kind of just general knowledge questions, okay? What is the only bird that can fly backward?
That would be the hummingbird, I think.
That is correct. Have I given you these before?
I remember that one.
Oh, I better go on down the list then. I don't want you. Who was the second president of the United States?
John Adams.
You feel good about yourself right now, don't you? What is the main ingredient in guacamole?
Avocado.
Who painted Starry Night? The painting Starry Night. You knew it would be over eventually.
Yes. Michelangelo.
No. Vincent van Gogh. Which country is a Florentine steak from? Now, do word analysis. Florentine steak. What country?
Where is Florentine?
Where's Florence?
Florence. Italy?
Italy, that's right. Yeah, I'm not going to give you a total.
I'm going to take it.
Who was London's or UK's longest serving female prime minister?
Margaret Thatcher.
That's correct. Who is the author of The Great Gatsby?
Gene Wilder.
Okay, I'm going to give you... Okay, you already buzzed yourself. F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Okay.
You should know this one. If anybody will know it, you'll
Thanks.
Know it.
Thanks.
In what year was the first iPhone released?
Oh, mercy.
I'm sure you bought it as soon as it came out.
I'm going to say 2007.
That's correct. Have I given you these before?
No.
Okay. You just knew, didn't you? Looking down. What does the car company BMW stand for in English?
British Motor something. Warehouse?
Well, you got the motor part right.
Oh.
Bavarian Motor Works.
Oh.
What is Chandler Bing's middle name?
Oh, gosh.
He was embarrassed by it, too.
Yeah, and I remember the episode. I can't remember.
Muriel.
Muriel, that's right.
What word means a coffee maker and a tool to clear drains?
Coffee maker and a tool to clear drains.
Toilet, you know.
Plunger?
Yeah, that's it. Gave you help on that one. Which sign of the zodiac is represented by a crab? I mean, these are hard, fella. I mean, these are not easy.
That's not... Yeah, I don't know anything about the zodiac stuff.
Cancer. The term Grand Prix was first used in a motor race in which country? Grand Prix. P-R-I-X.
Yeah. It's in Europe.
Yes.
France?
Not Great Britain. It's France. That's right. Which spice powder is a mix of... Well, never mind. That's... What does WWE stand for?
World Wrestling Entertainment?
That's right. Which Tesla CEO also co-founded PayPal? Oh, come on.
I did. Elon Musk.
That's right.
Okay. I didn't know that about PayPal.
What is pop short for in the term pop culture? What's the word pop in pop culture? What's it? Was it
popular?
That's right. Which course is the Masters Golf Tournament held?
In Augusta, Georgia?
Yeah, you got part of it. What's the name of the Augusta,
National Golf
Club? That's right. One more. Which late rock star is the grandfather of actress Riley Keough? Come on now, I think you can get this one.
Elvis?
That's right, Elvis Presley.
Wow.
And that's trivia.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Peggy Parton. What have you enjoyed most about Adams Place?
The wonderful people that are here, and certainly all of those that take care of us and guide us, and they have something going all the time, and it's delightful. And the security that you feel here, it's wonderful.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Ryan Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back as we wrap up the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio, WGNS, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. We're excited about the opening of America's Thrift. It is actually going to take place in October, early October, so you don't want to miss that, out on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That's where it will be located, in the Mercury Plaza, where Roses and used to be for all of you old-timers here. So there you go. Saying good morning to Teal Lynch, today's good neighbor of the day, for putting the needs of others first and being a great friend. Teal Lynch, recipient of the flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and WGNS designation as our good neighbor of the day today. So congrats on that. Want to say also that we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE will allow you to kind of manage your account and your power usage, pay your bills with the My MTE app. You can download it from the App Store, iTunes, or the Apple App Store and Google Play. Well, how about a dad joke?
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
John, a hacker called and said he had all my passwords.
Really?
I said, thank goodness. Let me grab a pen and paper.
Replay.
That was definitely a thumbs up plus plus.
Is that better than Dalton's two thumbs up?
It's the same.
The same.
It's equal.
Okay. Yeah.
You had a good week.
I don't think he would have appreciated that as much as you did.
No.
Today.
He would have thought, well, who does that?
Yeah. I know all of my passwords.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what we have failed to do all morning long?
Celebrate my birthday?
No.
Oh.
But our song of the day. I don't think you did it, and I didn't do it. Because I don't remember us talking about it.
No, we didn't.
So we'll save some time here.
I've left
But what have we learned today?
We didn't really do a lot of learning because we just learned about birthdays and today in history.
Yeah.
Because the lists were so long and the birthdays were so many that we had to just like kind of fake that, you know.
Even our local birthdays.
Yeah.
That we
had
coming into the morning.
It was crazy. We did talk about on what are we watching. We talked about you.
Well, that was before that.
Oh, we talked about watching YouTube. Yeah. And then but you went back.
You had your philosophy thing.
You had
a philosophical question.
And you just never could get rid of it. I just kept going on and on and on and on.
Well, you finally told me to shut up in commercial breaks.
You were about 85% right on your trivia, which is pretty good. They were general knowledge questions, and they were pretty difficult.
There were fewer hints today than in the past.
Now, before you go to the song of the day, which I know is coming up, there's a few things that I need to ask you, if you don't mind.
I don't know.
Well, one of them is my birthday's on Sunday.
I know. Happy birthday.
When are you? It's Friday. Today's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So when are you planning on giving me your gift?
Your gift is my...
I mean, I still have tonight.
Yeah.
And tomorrow. So I'm not getting panicky, but I'm starting to get a little bit worried because... Usually you do it on this show.
Your gift is my companionship, John, all these years.
That's a gift.
Wouldn't you consider it a gift?
I'm like the old ball and chain. No, it doesn't sound like a gift to me.
It can't be your birthday. It's not September.
Well, anyway, I guess I'm not going to get one again this year.
This isn't our song of the day, but... That's the only way I can remember that it's your birthday.
Okay, so that's my gift. Thank you so much, Brian.
Well, there may be something tonight at the high school game I can do.
I don't know, but next year it's going to be the big one. You better be good.
Oh,
you better make sure.
The big, big one.
Yeah, or this boy's going to go into retirement land.
Oh, no.
I have to threaten you to get gifts. That's so sad. What was our song of the
day? You've already told me what your salary would be if you worked here full time.
What's the song of the day?
Dinah Washington. A little September rain.
Well, this sounds like vocal jazz piece.
Yeah.
They use the month to evoke a melancholic, rainy mood.
1961. That's it for our song of the day. That's it for the show. We'll see you tonight at the high school game or Monday morning on the Wake Up Crew.
That's September in the rain.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 92 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows falling to the 60s.